You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson here with a pre-taped Pages Radio for Readers for you. Why? Because I'm not here. Our family's celebrating Christmas in July. I'll be back live with you next week. I didn't want to leave you in the lurch, though. So today, what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library, as far as I can tell, a week early? What have I got here? As well, a little bit of music for you, of course. Reader's Book of Days. We'll have our march around the supper table tonight. We have a poem. Ramon June Cruz. Yes, poetry. Could lie about the weather, but you don't hear that, do you? No. What I was going to say was that since we've looked at the Winnipeg Public Library's listing, and you should too, as far as I can tell, there were seats left for some of these events, and that's DNA detection, going to the Winnipeg Library's website. Learn about what determines the identity of each cell, DNA, then I like this. Then have the opportunity to extract real DNA. Presented by Wise Kinetic Energy for grades 7 to 12, 60 minutes long. When? Friday, July 26th, tomorrow then, 10:15 in the morning to 11:15. Curious? Yes. In the program room of the Monroe Library. Now, you have to register, but when I'm looking at it a week early, I see there were six seats left, so have a look for that as well. H2O Science. Kids Fringe. The ever-popular Book Bike will be at Kids Fringe. Fringe Theater Festival running till the 28th. Come by, learn about library resources, get your free DD Summer Reading Club kit, play a giant game, check out Great Kids Reads, check out Great Kids. Kids Fringe, yes, so Friday, July 26th is the mention here, 12 to 3 outdoors in the community. Alas, checking registration status, and it's going round and round and round, which isn't helpful. And then to say, there was one other thing I thought here. Some of these are full, you see. And so here be dragons. So I think, here we are. Finished, not perfect. Teen writing workshop with SM Biko. Join local author SM Biko for a workshop that will teach you how to take your writing project from page one to done for grades 7 to 12, 60 minutes, 2 to 3 p.m., in the program room at the Bill and Helen Norrie Library. And that is for Friday, July 26th again. And you have to register. When I was looking at it, there were six seats left. I'm looking, well, actually, since we mentioned the Fringe, I'm reaching over here for my Fringe program guide. We have been plowing our way through by the time we get to July 25th. But I'll tell you about a couple of things we've come across. Because I was at the Dave Barber Cinema in Market Square there, and we came across Fringe performer, first time in Winnipeg. So he said, can you watch my stuff while I go and get a salad? And so the show is called Bloodline. Love story told through three generations. So we asked him, yes, it is biographical. Written and performed by Paris Clayton III. The man has an incredible background to what he's done. So here it is. Paris Sr., sharecropper in Mississippi, meets the beautiful Ruth one night at a juke joint. Goes on a relentless pursuit to make her fall in love with him. Paris Jr., an animal technician, welcomes his new son into the world and navigates love and life. As he struggles with his new fatherly duties and second thoughts about his marriage, Paris III, a starving artist, searches for love in multiple relationships and cities. So the man himself is here. We're doing this show. Paris Clayton III. So it's at Cinematheque, Venue 7, that is. Now, this, I'm talking to you on the 25th. Then I'll tell you there's a show on Friday, the 26th, at 2:30. And he's got a show on Saturday and Sunday as well. That's Venue 7, Cinematheque, as part of the Fringe Theatre Festival. Now, I found, in a charity shop, a book by Marilyn Yellum, who's the author of A History of the Breast. This, A History of the Wife. People magazine liked it, so you think, well, right, but she is a scholar. And this book has 400 pages and 40 such or so pages of reference at the back. Readable, indeed, but then, how did marriage, considered a religious duty in medieval Europe, become a venue for personal fulfillment in contemporary America? How did the notion of romantic love, a novelty in the Middle Ages, become a prerequisite for marriage today? And if the original purpose of marriage, I almost said the original purchase. There you go. I've suggested something already. The original purpose of marriage was procreation. What exactly is the purpose of marriage for women now? Now, as I say that, so I've looked at the pub date for this, and it was published, boy, I'd say it was at least something like 20 years ago. So it tells you right away, when we're thinking of being a wife, and I'm thinking of the word marriage, actually. Now, what did Dr. Johnson say? Many a good hanging has saved many a bad marriage. But the word wife and marriage has changed or had a damn good thrashing and workout since this book was first published. So the author, Marilyn Yalom, three of her books are in the Winnipeg Public Library. Alas, not this one, History of the Wife. You could probably find it, though, on Abe, or check out the used bookstores in town. Speaking of marriage, and looking back, not the way we thought of it.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like the horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. No, sir.
Thank you, Frank. Frank Sinatra there. From a 2-CD set, the very best of Frank Sinatra, on the Reprise label then. I'm going to say it's about 8.5 minutes after 5, if we started on time, and I'm squinting with using my old trifocals. You, lucky you, are listening to the Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. Promised you a reader's book of days. It's so big it hardly get it under the microphone then for July 25th. So I see on this day, born 1902, Eric Hoffer, he of The True Believer and The Passionate State of Mind, born in New York City. Elias Kennedy, born on this day in 1905. Otto DeFay, yes. Died on this day in 1834. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Kublai Khan, yes, of course, 61. And I see on this day in 1914, at age 11, while sailing from Barcelona to New York, Anais Nin began her diary. Yes, her diary is in, well, who knows, abridged perhaps, in the Winnipeg Public Library. There are several other listings there for her as well. And 1938, on this day, when his German publishers asked about his ancestry, J.R.R. Tolkien drafted a response saying that, quote, "If I am to understand that you are inquiring whether I am of Jewish origin, I can only reply that I regret that I appear to have no ancestors of that gifted people," close quotes. He has been glad of his German name, he added, but if impertinent and irrelevant inquiries of this sort are to become the rule in matters of literature, then the time is not far distant when a German name will no longer be a source of pride. What year was that again? 1938. From A Reader's Book of Days. Now, three, going on four pages in the Saturday Free Press of July 13th. Big picture of the man himself here. True warrior. And that's Austin Lathlin Bercier. Big piece done by Melissa Martin, who was the first Manitoban killed in the fight against the Russian aggressors in Ukraine. I'm quoting that from the Winnipeg Free Press. Several pages, as I say, of information as well, from northern Manitoba to a foxhole in Ukraine. And she talked to some of the people he fought with. When he was 17, the direction he was searching for finally came when a recruiter from the Canadian Armed Forces Bold Eagle program for Indigenous youth visited his school. The paid summer program combines cultural teaching from elders with military training and gives youth a direct path into the Canadian military after they're finished. So he asked his mother to sign him up. Soon he was off to British Columbia to join the program. Well, lonely, but he stuck with it. When he came back, his mother said, he was totally different. He had a self-assurance about himself again. He walked with a purpose. It was really beautiful to see when he came home. He was always smiling more. He just seemed so confident, so sure of himself, and so comfortable with people. I recommend to you, well written and quite moving, from Saturday, July the 12th, then, headlined A True Warrior, or you could look up most recent pieces by Melissa Martin. With that in mind, then, let's make our march around the supper table tonight. Canada, overseas. Forces with Canada Overseas. 15 minutes after 5 now. I promised a poem for the day. So poem for the day 1. Forward by Wendy Cope. Let's just see. It's the 25th of July. What would you expect for July 25th? A little Shakespeare for you, perhaps? Well, I see they've given a few thoughts here on today's date. We mentioned Samuel Taylor Coleridge, who admitted his opium addiction in 1813, rarely left Dr. Gilman's home for the last 18 years of his life, died on this day in 1834. And it was our poem, Shakespeare. From The Tempest, then, Shakespeare is thought to have derived some of the inspiration for The Tempest from a shipwreck. It began on the day in 1609, described by Sylvester Jourdan in A Discovery of the Bermudas, otherwise called the Isle of Divils, published in 1610, quote, I being in ship called the Sea Venture with Sir Thomas Gates, bound for Virginia, we were taken with a most sharp and cruel storm upon the 25th day of July, anno 1609, which did separate us from the residue of our fleet. It pleased God to send her within half an English mile of the islands of the Bermudas, ever esteemed and reputed a most prodigious and enchanted place. Yet did we find there the air so temperate, and the country so abundantly fruitful of all fit necessaries, that we were there for the space of 9 months, well refreshed. Years ago, Ralph Vaughan Williams from the CD, a two-CD set called Shakespeare in Music and Words. They're celebrating Shakespeare 400 then. From The Tempest. There's quite a variety of performers on this. So that poem, which I was going to read you, and you heard it sung there, actually, from The Tempest. So I'll give you a, just a refresher then. From The Tempest, Act 1, Scene 2, Ariel. Full fathom five thy father lies. Of his bones are coral made. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Nothing of him that doth fade, but doth suffer a sea change into something rich and strange. Sea nymphs hourly ring his knell. Hark, now I hear them. Ding, dong, bell. Thank you, Bill. And I'm looking at something I picked up at the McDonald Robinson bookseller store in Grant Park. Community classroom and events calendar. Reading workshops, what have you. I wanted to mention to you the Mystery Book Club in the classroom. We're starting it up on September 25th. There are three of them, September, October, November. It'll be Wednesdays, 1:30 till 3. So you have to go online there to the classroom and look it up, see if you're interested, see if you want to register. Details all there, including the book titles. And type in my name is probably the easiest. Ron Robinson. It's either by the title or the instructor. I wanted to mention as well, the page is your stage in the classroom of David Elias. A blank page is like a lot like a blank stage. An empty stage can only come to life when there are actors, props, a backdrop, and all the other elements that go into a dramatic presentation. Whether it's a novel or a short story, it's much the same. You need to literally set the stage. And in this class, learn how to structure individual scenes in a workshop setting where participants engage in writing exercises and share their work. So, October 22nd, 29th, November the 5th. Let's just say go look that up because... Oh, it's at the end of... No, I'm right. All right. Value for your money, you get three. Three Tuesday evenings. October 22nd, 29th, November the 5th. From 6:30 to 8:30 with David Elias. The page is your stage in the classroom. And Revelation. David Elias is the brother of my sister-in-law, if that makes any difference. Pro or con. And as well, I wanted to mention music. The heartbeat of Celtic music. The Boran drum. In the classroom. Great thumping with Susan Hammer. I've done this with her years and years ago. We used a pizza box. Explore the infectious rhythms of jigs, reels, and more through hands-on instruction in playing the boran, the Celtic drum. We'll be right back. Chieftains with Boil the Breakfast Early from the Best of the Chieftains. Just enough time to remind you then that the heartbeat of Celtic music, Boar and Drum, in the classroom with Susan Hammer at McNally Robinson Bookstore, the classroom, October the 2nd, 2 to 4 p.m., one Wednesday afternoon. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKUW-FM, 95.9 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next. Following that, Tony the Brave with Mr. Dave. I'll be back 6 o'clock Saturday morning with Carol McKibben. And we'll be back next Thursday for you live with Pages Radio for Readers. Enjoy.
We've got time for one more, ladies and gentlemen. This is... the one by George Frederick Handel that so many of you are so fond of. And it's our most it's a popular number, most favourite.
No, it's very boring to end a set on. Frank Sinatra is good.
No, we're not going to do any of those things. We'll do George Frederick Handel, a marvellous piece of music which has been very influential down the years. So many songwriters have learned a great deal from this piece of music.
Fly me to the moon and let me swing amongst those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter or Mars. In other words, hold me close. In other words, darlings, kiss me. Begin the great love story that is older than the sea, the great love story that belongs to you and me. Dum dum dee doo da dum dee dum dee dee. Where do I start?
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your face, the summer kisses, the sunburnt hands I used to hold.
Now that I've lost everything to you, say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart. Strumming my pain with his fingers, telling my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song.
On a dark desert highway,
right where you belong. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. The Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.